Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Thanks for tuning in to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not here this week. We have a best of, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, halfway through the show, plenty of time for you to call with your questions. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. You've heard me talking about taking care of your shrubs and trees and everything. This year was also going to be a good year to fertilize the veggie garden prior to, the planting of it this year. Because, some other things that could be happening is the nutrients could have been washed out from seasons that we've gone through, right? So we might not have all the nutrients we need. So that's something to be thinking about this year as well. Now, I do have a couple calls on the line, so I'm going to get to those. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy's in Kennebunk.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about geraniums. Every year, I lug my geraniums into the basement, put them under the shop lights, and keep them there until May. And different people have said, oh, you got to cut them back at one point, or you got to cut them back before you put them down there. So what are the steps I should be taking starting in the fall?
So, have you had some issues? Is that what has caused you to think about this? Or is it just you're looking to not have to spend as much time with the, doing everything for the plants? Is that kind of where it is?
Well, they make it through, but they're kind of marginal.
Okay.
And they tend to get very leggy, and they don't seem to come back in the summer in a very robust way.
Got you. So it's they come back, but they're not great.
Right.
Okay, so there's a couple thoughts on this. A lot of people will actually bring them in, but what they will do is they will actually cut them back to a point where the plant isn't trying to, do a lot. It's just trying to be dormant, right? So you bring them in before the frost arrives.
Yeah.
Into, light, airy place. And, obviously, a sunny window is good, but not completely necessary in all of this, right? This is one where you're going to want to cut it back to a point by about two-thirds, right?
Okay.
So it's not just like, it's usually we can say cut back by a third on a lot of plants. These, we want to cut back by two-thirds.
Okay.
All right. Depending upon how leggy they are, depending upon what's going on, you might need to do a little bit more than that. It's not it's not a complete, like, exact, right? We're looking to remove some of any of the dead and damaged, any areas that are unhealthy. So you're kind of thinning it out, doing some of that work so that for the spring it has healthy plants or healthy growth so it can really start from there.
Okay.
You're also going to slow down on the watering. You do not need to feed them during the winter months.
Oh.
So you're watering. Okay. You really, it's every couple weeks, right? And it's really in a partially sun area so that you're not forcing them to try and grow and get bigger. You're just giving them enough light to keep them going, right? Okay. These plants kind of go dormant during the season.
Okay.
We don't want it to get too cold for the plants, but they can get down to about 45, 50 degrees and be okay.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not like you put them in a basement where there's no heat. Maybe it's you put them in a basement where there is heat, but it's cooler and it doesn't drop too low. It's not something where you want to put them in like a shed where it's going to be too cold, right?
Okay.
So we're looking for that happy medium there.
Mm-hmm. So these are under shop lights.
Okay.
And I put a sheet of Mylar over it and it holds in the heat. So it's probably 50-ish degrees down there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sorry, the heat is, you know, the secondary, but you don't need as much sun. We're not trying to push them to go. The other thing you'd be looking to do with them is, as the season starts to warm up or gets to the regular season, if you will, is start to train them a little bit. Take a look at the way the new growth is coming. For that next season, right? So it's not growing into each other as much. It's thinning out a little bit. You know, you can start fertilizing these plants around, like, March 1st,
okay.
Right, to start getting them going. But you don't need to fertilize during the winter months because these plants want to be dormant. They want to be resting.
Okay.
So that's part of, one of the things that you need to do for these geraniums. And then the other thing is when you bring them outside, we're hardening them off again to the cold temperatures, right? So that could be part of some of the reason why it's not doing as well as the spring hits. But it's one of those things where as temperatures start to warm up, you slowly bring the plant outside versus just bringing it outside right away. We want to get the plants used to some of the colder temperatures because, like I said before, 45 degrees or lower, those plants don't do well. They just start to fail. And so you got to get them used to some of those temperatures. And if it does, if you do bring it outside and it starts to get some cold temperatures, it might be, you know, putting a blanket over some of them during certain times, keeping them warmer so that they don't get hit by frost. Right. So those are some of the things I would do. I know some people who just honestly cut them back, throw them in their garage and then bring them out the next season. Don't do a lot to them, but it all depends. Obviously, you know, in the perfect world, that would be the easiest. But you just got to make sure that they don't get too cold. And, you know, you are still watering every 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. So before I bring them out of the basement, should I cut them back again or just leave them alone?
So I would take a look at them and see how the growth is. And if some of the growth is not doing well or some of the part of the plant has some dead or damaged, that's when I would remove those because they're not going to help anything on the plant. I would also look at, you know, the shape and which way it's kind of moving because sometimes, you know, maybe one side is taller than the other because of just the way the sun has hit it, right? That could be part of it. So just keep all those things in mind, but I don't think it's a necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be completely pruned back. It's just certain parts of it might need to just to keep it going, to keep it the same shape, so it's not just one-sided.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So my mistake was I've been feeding them all winter.
Yeah, the plants kind of just want to slow down and enjoy their dormancy period. You know, they're almost hibernating for winter, but they still need the water, just not the fertilizer.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I have one quick question.
Sure.
I live just a mile down the road from your father's house, and every nursery tells me that I am in zone 5, but I lose everything that is zone 5. And I wonder, do you remember what zone your father's house was in?
We were in zone 5 at that point, like a 5A. Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of borderline. I would, you know, if you're having some of those issues, I'd almost look at making sure some of them will thrive in zone 6, where maybe it's a little bit warmer. I'd have to double check on the list, but it was always a 5 there. What are some of the, if you want, hang tight on the other side of the break, because I want to dig into this a little bit, because
okay.
I want to know what some of the plants that are not thriving. Maybe there's something we can do to help out with that. So hang tight.
Okay.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Gardeners, we're not here this week. You're listening to a best of version, but we'll be back soon to answer all your gardening questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Nancy, and she was just asking about her zone. And so what I did over during the break, I went to the Plant Hardiness website run by the USDA, put in Kennebunk in that area, and you are a 5B zone, which means negative 15 to negative 10 are the lows. So I just wanted to double check on there.
Okay.
Now, what are some of the issues that you're running into? So maybe we can try to fix it or see what's going on.
Well, the most important plant that I've been trying is Rose of Sharon.
Okay.
And I've lost both of those through the winter, last winter.
Okay, and now, what are they right in the open? Are they in a sheltered area? What's the
one was up near the foundation, so fairly sheltered, and the other one was kind of in a nook in the back. We do get a lot of wind up here,
so the wind
not well sheltered.
So the wind could have something to do with it. They should be surviving in your area. The Rose of Sharon definitely should be. Maybe it was the winter damage. Was it one where it was just completely brown on the inside? You tried everything, kind of waited out, see what would happen?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, one of them, I was ready to just dig it up in July and throw it away, and all of a sudden I noticed tiny little buds on it, so I gave it another chance, but it never really came back, and the next spring it was very dead.
Okay. Now, were you fertilizing them? Were you taking care of them in that aspect?
Yes. Yeah, maybe once a week.
Okay. You know, they seem pretty established. It might just be something going on with your soil. Maybe it's too acidic. Maybe it needs to be more, to the area. What I would think about doing in that area, because it is probably very acidic,
There's in that whole area, there's tons of pine trees. So it could be, you know, something to do with too acidic of the soil. You know, maybe it's time to get a soil test in that area and see what's going on. That way you can get some of the elements. Maybe it's just too one way or the other, right? And the Rose of Sharon, you know, it can take some acidity, but I'm just wondering if it, maybe it's just too much. Maybe it's the level is too low and it needs to be brought up a bit to get it to thrive. Maybe there's something else going on in the soil. Are other plants having issues, or is really that it?
No, that's about the only one that I tend to lose. And the rest, you know, are just mostly perennials. The standbys, Bee Balm and Shasta Daisies, and they all do fine.
Okay. I mean, it is one of the reasons why I bring up doing the soil test, see what's going on up there, is because Rose of Sharon aren't an inexpensive plant to just keep trying, right? It's not where you can be like, oh, it's a perennial, excuse me, or like an annual where it's not a lot of money. This is something that can cost something.
Yeah.
So I would kind of look at it and say, there's something going on because your zone hardiness is right on. You're perfect for it. I would just think there's something else going on. And the one that's near the house, maybe the soil is just too compact as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe it needs to be aerated a bit for that plant to push out more growth. Because, you know, around a foundation, obviously it's really compact soil. So that could have something to do with it as well.
Okay.
And a soil test would kind of tell you if it's clay-filled, et cetera. And if it's clay-filled, maybe it's breaking up some of that. And that's easily done with, you know, a product like Love Your Soil or sulfur from Natural Alternative. It'll break down the clay, allowing your root system to thrive a little bit more. So that could be part of it as well.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try that.
All right, Nancy. Well, good luck, and thank you for the phone call.
And thank you very much, Patrick.
Have a great one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Just a note for you, the gardener. We're off today. We'll be back next week.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You have plenty of time to give us a call so we can do everything we can to help you out with your gardening questions. And I can't remember if you said there's another call, Nathan. Is that true or am I making that up?
It's true. I know it's a hard world to remember what's reality. John is in North Providence in Rhode Island.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how you doing? My wife and I love your show. In fact,
thank you.
I was fortunate enough to have your dad autograph a garden planner for her a few years ago.
Awesome.
I have two questions, if I could.
Sure.
Okay, the first one is we have a Coosa dogwood that's just starting its third full year.
Yep.
And last year, it had one flower and a whole bunch of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a local garden center, and he said to give it a good drink of Bloom Booster by Miracle-Gro, and that would help it set flowers for this year.
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything I should do in the spring?
So what I would look at doing is using like a heavy phosphorus, so there'd be a middle number, in a granular form. Okay. The other thing about it is you said it's been in the ground at your house for 2 years?
Yeah, it's starting its third full year right now.
So a lot of times with trees and shrubs, it takes about 3 full seasons, 2 to 3 full seasons for it to really get established in your garden. It's getting its roots settled out. It's pushing out into the to feed itself, to take its water, etc. And so that could be another reason why it has had so few flowers. But definitely, you know, what I would be looking to do, instead of using like a liquid Bloom Booster, I would be looking to use something like a superphosphate that's a granular form, breaks down over time, lasts a little bit longer into the soil. A Bloom Booster that's liquid form will go through the soil quickly and only last about 2 weeks. right? So it'll give the roots something. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to use, because it'll give the roots something. The roots will start to establish and help themselves out. But if you look for a longer period, like a super phosphate, like a 0-15-0 or a 0-44-0, it's going to help with that. The other thing I'd look to be doing, you could use like a tree tone from Espoma. It's like the Hollytone family. Tree tone specifically would be used on these types of plants. You could actually, I'm trying to think, though, I think you actually might be able to use Hollytone on it.
Okay.
If you already have, yeah, so you could actually put Hollytone on your dogwood. So if you already have it, right, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
And the fertilizer that's in it is very minimal. It's a 4-3-4. So by using a phosphorus and then using a Hollytone, it's not going to be too bad, right? So what I might look at doing is, as soon as the ground thaws and you can actually put a shovel into the ground using that superphosphate, okay, so using that first, give it some time to break down, build its way. I'd say maybe a few weeks later, maybe a month, and then put the Hollytone down. I wouldn't put it in the same holes that you dug on the drip line of the plant, but I would be, spreading that around as well. So you can actually use both on there, because the Hollytone is going to have some acidity to it, and that the dogwood likes the acidity and will help with that. And the phosphorus will help with root development, and it'll also help with flower development.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Now, my second question.
Sure.
I have some well-established arborvitae along the property lines on both sides of the house. I noticed this past summer and spring they're starting to really thin out.
Yep.
And we had an arborist over, we had taken some trees down. He said that every 3 years they'll go through a cycle with their shed needles.
Yes.
Okay. Now, these things are probably 15 feet tall, so they're pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I should do other than the Miracle-Gro fertilizer sprays twice a year?
So I would look at using the Hollytone for them. The fertilizer spikes, they're pretty easy to use, right? But the thing that I don't personally like about them, but they are beneficial because you're giving something, but it's usually a 50% binder on there.
Okay.
So the fertilizer itself that's on them isn't enough. Plus, with a tree that's that size, you need to put a number of those fertilizer sticks in the ground. You're looking at a good number of them to really get them established. Now, what the arborist was telling you in regards to the, you know, needle drop, that type of thing, it usually happens in the fall. It's called fall shedding. It's so the plant itself can rejuvenate itself and get more green to it, get rid of some of the old. It's like, you know, our oak trees or maple trees, they lose their leaves every year. It's doing the same thing.
Okay.
So I wouldn't see an issue to it. I would look at doing Hollytone if you can. Maybe, kind of top dress the whole area with them being 15 feet tall. You're going to need a good amount of it because it's, it's about 1 pound per inch of trunk. So we're looking at like, not all the way, not at the base, maybe up a few feet and seeing how thick it is. Maybe it's an inch and a half, maybe it's 2 inches, and it's a pound per plant. You have 15 of them, and it ends up being a pound or two. You know, you might just be better off getting a 50-pound bag. What's that?
I'm sure half a yard of it dropped in the driveway.
Well, so that's the thing, right? So, and the other thing is, if you buy more than you need this spring, you actually, for arborvitaes and for a lot of these shrubs and trees, you should be fertilizing in the fall again, but at half the rate.
Okay.
Right? So if you find that you need 30 pounds right now, you're going to need another 15 pounds in the fall. So a 50-pound bag is like the way to go, right? So don't just think of it as what you're doing right now. Think about what you also need to do in the fall. Because it is very important to it. You could even, I mean, you could be putting some sort of liquid food on them as well during the season. If you're, say you're fertilizing with like a wettable powder, like a Miracle-Gro or something, you've done all the area, maybe throw it on some of that as well just to give it into the soil a little bit, to give it something. But the arborvitaes, as they get older, they will start to shed on the inside. It's because the light doesn't get in there as easily.
Okay.
Right, and that's what's happening.
The trees we had taken down is going to give them a lot more sun this summer.
Which is good for a lot of them. What I would be looking in the future and maybe next season, because they're getting bigger, now they're going to have more sun, they're going to push some growth this year because of the exposure that they got. Take a look at the fall with doing something with tying the trunks together for winter. Okay, so this is when it will start to be, there could be more damage next year. And the reason why I say that is because it's getting perfect growing conditions now, and so it might push more growth this year than you've seen, which sometimes it expands it expands the plant, but it makes it maybe a little bit weaker. So I just want to make sure the winter would be something just to make sure those are tied so they're not going to split on you. I'd hate for you to put in all this work. You put in all this work, and then that happens.
Yep. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No problem, John. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, I talked about this earlier, about this spring is going to be very important to fertilize, but I didn't follow up with making sure the fall or late fall, early winter fertilizer happens. It is so important to give that half the rate. It's just like I was talking about with the lawn. And then the lawn, we want to make sure we do 5 applications versus 4. You want to do 2 applications of fertilizer for most shrubs and trees instead of just the 1 in the spring. We want to help them get into the winter, help them overwinter a little bit easier to start in the spring the right way. I think it's something to think about. And think about this year, just based after the drought conditions, all those things, we really should be thinking about this year as, the year to take care of those plants, even the established ones, to get them going and more develop into drought season. When plants like this get weaker, they have a tendency to have more issues long-term, diseases, insects, etc. So if we can give something back this spring, we're going to also help prevent some of those issues down the road. You won't be worried as much about some of these things. Obviously, we'll still have, weather-dependent type issues. Those are inevitable. But these are some things to be thinking about now and saying, all right, this is one of the more important things to do this year, is feeding your shrubs, feeding your trees, and getting them taken care of so you can have a successful 2021 in the yard, and then you can expand and go into those other areas. We're spending a lot more time at home. It looks like this spring we're going to be doing the same, maybe into July, who knows. With more and more things coming out to help us get back to a normal, if you will, maybe we'll be able to, get back to normal and unfortunately spend more time elsewhere than just at home, right? And when I say unfortunately, I mean spending that time outside. I love the being able to spend that time outside. But we all know that as time comes back here, we'll probably not be able to spend as much time at home as we have in the past. If you have some questions, give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about another hour and 15 minutes left in the show. We can answer any of the questions you have, indoor, outdoor. Doesn't matter the type of plant. We will help you out here. We'll give you any suggestions you need. I know I have a call on the line, but I'm going to hold off because I am about less than a minute before the break. So I don't want to bring them on, cut them off, and then start over again. So I'm going to hang tight with that phone call. But again, if you have some questions, we can open up some of the lines here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here in a second, but give us a call. We've got another hour. If you don't hear us in the hour, go to our website at paulparent.com. You can listen live in the top there. You can listen to a podcast at a later date. But definitely, we are on for these 4 hours. Go to our website, paulparent.com, to listen live. We'll be back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear.
Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so let's get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
David is in Exeter, New Hampshire.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Let you know, we have our first cup of coffee with you every Sunday morning.
Awesome.
I have a quick one. It's one of those things you just can't look up on the internet.
Yep.
It's either going to stump you or you're going to have the answer. My wife and I went out last fall. One of the box stores was having a big sale on bulbs like daffodils and tulips and whatnot. So we bought bags and bags of them. We put them in, I think it was first week in November. We put about half of them in. And we said, we'll do the other half some other time. Then we forgot all about them. Put them in the shed. The shed is not attached to the house, so it's experiencing all the cold weather.
Yep.
And happened to find them, and I'm thinking, geez, boy, they're out there in the shed. They're in the cold. They're not in the ground. But when the soil begins to loosen up in the spring, can I still throw them in the ground, and will they grow?
They actually should. I mean, so what we're looking at, what you're looking at with bulbs like tulips, daffodils, those things, they need a dormant period. They need a period of rest. And, you know, they're not completely growing in the ground. You put them in November. They're really just, we're trying to get them covered with something. I do believe that those bulbs should start to grow for you. What I would look to do is try to get them in the ground as soon as you can put a shovel in the ground.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing you could do, and it's just a thought, is say you have a number of bags in there. Maybe grab a bag now, get some planters, some different pots, get some soil, bring them in the house, allow them to get to room temperature, and then plant a few pots of them up. And I bet you could start getting some of those growing now, so you'll have them earlier. It's really just about the dormancy period, the cold period. That's what makes tulips and daffodils regrow year after year, is that cold period. It just needs to go dormant, needs to almost like freeze.
I knew a little bit about the dormant, not dormancy, I knew a little bit about the cold period. I just didn't know if they had to be in the ground to experience that dormancy. But you answered my question. And, this will be an interesting experiment. We'll see if they grow.
I definitely think they will. So it's really, you know, they're better off for you to be in a shed like that than they would be indoors in the warmth. Because in the warmth, they'll start looking for water, they'll dry out a little bit, and that type of thing. So what I want you to do is, the best way to do this, right, is bring some of them, once the ground starts to thaw, bring some of them inside to see if they're, like, mushy, right?
Okay.
If they're mushy, or, like, say the area got a bunch of water for some reason, it pulled some of the water in, some of them might rot out. You'll be able to tell the difference. A hard bulb that still looks viable obviously is good, but then one that's soft and squishy might not do as well for you, so it might just make sense to throw it away. But it's going through that dormancy period the same way. It's just not outdoors. The shed is basically its soil around it, protecting it from, you know, the wind and all those things, the same way as the soil would. So I think you're going to be definitely fine.
So just one last question about this, and thank you very much. If I do put them into pots, I use regular potting soil, or do you have an advice about throwing in some fertilizer or something like that?
You could just do a regular fertilizer. Take like a fertilizer that, just a regular soil. You can take, one that already has some mixed into it. Maybe use like an Espoma soil. Okay. But you don't have to do anything specific where it's like specific fertilizer put into it. I wouldn't look at it that way. Any soil to get it going. But the key to it is getting the bulbs to warm up to room temperature before you put them into the soil, so you can kind of tell if they're viable, right?
Great.
And check for if they're soft or not, all right?
Thank you, thank you. I hear the music coming, but thank you very much. You've answered the question.
Awesome. Thank you, David. Bye-bye. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to a break here, but our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.